This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Japan has a problem. Very high government debt, 230% of its entire gross domestic product. So next spring, to raise money, it'll increase the national sales tax to 8%, 10% the year after. Paying off massive debt seems prudent, but to avoid slowing the economy with higher taxes, Japanese officials in the next day or so will propose a big package of government spending, $53 billion. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is watching this apparent paradox from Tokyo. Good morning, Rupert.
Good morning, David.
Now, when you raise taxes, problem is you can slow down the economy, which is also something that the Japanese economy does not need at this point.
The Japanese government has spent the last year trying to get Japan to grow again by printing lots of money, spending lots of money, and it started to work. The last thing the government now wants is for that growth to suddenly be killed off. And so what it's decided to do is to also, at the same time as raising tax, spend an awful lot more money, around about $52-53 billion next year, to offset the money that will be taken out of the economy by this new sales tax.
Seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? In other words, you want to raise money to pay off some bills, so you spend money to avoid dragging down the economy. I mean, someone has figured out that net, this is good for the Japanese economy.
The idea is that come 2015 and 2016, that they will reduce the amount of stimulus and people will get used to the new higher rates of tax and they will not be deterred from spending. But I have to say, a lot of Japanese people I know are already going out and buying cars or buying houses and doing these things now to get in ahead of the tax rise. And the fear is that once the new tax comes in April, everybody will stop spending.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.